So, Lester?
Yeah.
Wisconsin doggone big road going on falls.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. We have a couple people that may still be rolling in, but we're not going to wait for any longer.
Though he isn't Steve Guttenberg, Officer Gary Morgan did crack a couple of jokes as he welcomed citizens to the Citizens Police Academy in Bentonville mid-June. The city started the program in 1999, and Officer Morgan has been involved in 19 of the 20 sessions. It's a 10-week-long program with weekly classes to help build relationships, as well as teach inhabitants about what the police department does and what it doesn't do.
The community relationships, the friendships that we build with the citizens, I mean, there's no better way to really gain those than this class, really. And to show people not only what we can do, but what we're not capable of doing. I mean, we're not, you know, the police department's not a bunch of superheroes. It's men and women trying to do a job, and you know, we make mistakes, and that's going to happen.
A lot of people watch crime shows on TV and see crimes being solved by the end of the episode. Officer Morgan says that it really doesn't happen that way.
The processing crime scenes is a very lengthy process, and then you have to submit the items to the crime lab, and that can take months before you know, the bad guy is actually arrested. It can take months. So, and that's one of the big aspects of it, to show people, you know, crime fighting is not within an hour. It does take time.
Another big aspect of the course is crime prevention, teaching citizens what they can do to keep crime rates down. He says it's as simple as communication.
Well, one thing is to be in contact with your police department, work with your police department, set up neighborhood watches. You know, lock your doors. That's a big thing. A lot of people in this community do not put their garage doors down. Do not lock your cars. Most of the crime in Bentonville is crime of opportunity. I see a computer in an unlocked car. Well, now that computer belongs to me. And that's typically what it is.
So lock your doors, folks. Even for this law-abiding citizen, walking into the police department was a bit intimidating.
And that's one thing that we're trying to show people, that it shouldn't be intimidating to go to your police department. I mean, we're paid by you pay our salary, you know, and we're just people like you. And that's really what it comes down to. I'm sure we're enforcing the law. We have the gun and the badge, but we're just doing what the law says for us to do.
Officer Morgan introduces the 10 or so officers that are lined up along one wall of the department's community room and says,
"Hopefully you'll get to meet everybody that works at our department before this is all over with. That's what we want. We want to build a relationship with our community. So if you have something happen and you're not really sure what you should do, maybe you have Will's phone number and you call him up, Willie G, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't call me. And say, Willie G, what do you think I should do about this? That's the kind of relationship.
There he goes joking again. While the course is fun, students will also learn a lot. There's a different class each night, beginning with crime scene investigation.
And we will actually make a crime scene for the students to process. The K-9 division will bring in all the dogs, and we'll show them what the capabilities are of our K-9 division. And then we also do a tour of the Benton County Jail, which is not the Bentonville police, but we think it's good for everybody to see that side of it. And during that jail tour, they will meet with the inmates who, you know, might be getting ready to do the rest of their life in prison. So it's a real eye-opener to see that kind of process over there.
Officer Morgan doesn't teach all of the classes. It's done by the people that do the jobs, that are out there doing it every day. But since he has a canine, you might see him at the head of the class that night. Why would a citizen want to go through this Citizens Police Academy?
To be involved with the community. I think most of the students are very active in the community, and it's just another aspect of it. They want to be more involved with their crime prevention, preventing crime themselves, learning what they can do to make their community better.
The 28 or so people in the room that night ranged from old to young, though there were more women than men. Some are students.
My name's Hannah, and I'm a criminal justice major in WAC, and I used to work here in Bentonville. And I saw a website on one of the police cars one day, and it never occurred to me to just get on the website and check it out. And that's how I found out about the police academy, and I was just really excited. And I was excited about riding in the car, so I just was all about it. So I thought, why not? I'll sign up.
And Hannah's been excited about it.
I was like, yes, sign me up, please.
She's really excited about the four-hour ride-along that participants get to take with an on-duty officer. Community was a common theme among the reasons for participating. One man is running for Bentonville City Council and thought it would be a good idea to know how the system works. Another man hopes to connect his Rotary Club with the department. And one woman? Well, she's the police chief's wife, hoping to learn what he does all day. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.